This is HDN.
It's Friday, last Friday of June.
Geez, tabarnak, it is, isn't it?
You're swearing now in French. Oh, I see. The fact that you could swear in English is not enough for you. Now you're swearing in French. We're going to try to swear in every language on Earth by the end of this thing. Why not? Make it universal.
That's right. The internet is worldwide, after all.
Yeah.
You're going to start things off with an impassioned plea that was left on our Facebook page and a message that definitely needs to get out. It's from Alicia McGinn. And she put the post there on behalf of her sister and niece. And I'm going to dub this Stolen Memories. June 24th, this past Tuesday, her niece and sister had their Sony Alpha camera and the entire camera bag stolen from the Celtic Corner in downtown Dartmouth. Now, I guess the family was there having dinner after prom pictures. And the family says, we don't want to press charges. We just want the memory card back. All of the daughter's grade 12 prom pictures that were taken at the public gardens were on that memory card. They just want the photos back. She says prom is a day of no do-overs. She's heartbroken by the loss of her photos of this very important event. Says a camera can be replaced, captured memories and images cannot. Please, if by some miracle this message reaches someone who can get the card back for us, please bank some good karma. Use those superhero powers of yours for good and not evil. And put it in a stamped envelope addressed to Found Memory Card, care of the Celtic Corner, 69 Alderney Drive in Dartmouth.
Okay, we're going to put that address on this podcast as well. Just scroll down, look underneath the podcast, or go to our website, jamieandlisa.ca.
So if you know anything about that stolen camera from the Celtic Corner, let's get those pictures back where they belong.
I want somebody in our listening audience to help us return these memories to this person for sure. On the other hand, our listeners are all law-abiding, upstanding citizens.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that we're not going to be able to get it back to her because we're, you know, we wouldn't do something as devious and underhanded as that.
But on the other hand,
I have three hands now.
You have three hands.
Okay, good.
Because now we have another candidate for our douchebag of the day.
Oh, yeah. So it's douchebag of the week, but you know what? We're going to have to start upping it. You're right. That's wrong. Although, you know what? What really gets me? They want the camera.
They don't give a shit about the memory card.
No, they're going to toss that or whatever. So what we're trying to do is grab that before.
Preemptive strike.
Well, yeah. And hopefully we've got it in time and we can get those memories back because really you cannot return them at all.
Oh, great news for Halifax. Just one day after the Metro Center was renamed the Scotiabank Center, Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada is coming to Halifax. It's been announced that the annual hockey tradition would be celebrating its 15th anniversary right here in Halifax.
Yay!
On Saturday, February the 14th, 2015. Ron McLean is going to be hosting the festivities from right here in Halifax.
Yay!
Now, you talk about being mixed feelings on this.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first time it's going to be in the hands of somebody other than the CBC. Remember, CBC sort of lost the rights to CBC Hockey Night / Hockey Day in Canada. It's now Rogers who has the rights to it.
So now Ron McLean is working for Rogers? I don't know about that. I think that's broadcast rights. I don't think that they've won all the rights to Hockey Day and Hockey Night and all of that stuff. I think they just have broadcast rights.
Well, I don't know.
The guy who made the
announcement is a gentleman by the name of Joel Darling, who's the executive producer of NHL special events for Rogers. So,
One good thing about renaming the Metro Center, the Scotiabank Center, is look at this. All of a sudden we have this coming to Halifax. What next? I don't know. Hopefully some more of those automatic banking machines for Scotiabank. Oh, okay. Here's my rant.
Oh, you've got a rant.
No, actually, you know what? I don't.
Oh.
I did maybe 5 years ago. Do you remember they were pulling out the machines right and left and closing down all of the Scotiabanks everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Both of us worked on the north end of Halifax. Mm-hmm. Closest thing was on Quinpool.
Yeah.
Because they closed the one down that was on, I believe it was on Agricola or...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all of these banks were closing right and left and they said, well, we'll have more automatic bank machines. Well, there weren't any. There were from other banks, but they charge an arm and a leg to use a bank that's not a Scotiabank if you happen to bank with Scotia. And I was really upset. And now, just recently, I can't even think of the last time, other than needing cash for playing poker, why do you go to the bank machine? You can do all the banking on your phone.
Yeah.
Or on, you know, either by calling them or using your smartphone
or
doing that.
Debit.
Or debit, yeah.
Now, if you could just make arrangements for the guys at poker to take debit, you'd be all set.
Oh, no. I'd be all broke. That's the one thing that stops me from completely losing my shirt is the fact that nobody wants my shirt.
My question is, which one of them bends over so you can swipe the card?
There's a visual that we all really wanted. But seriously, I was really upset. I had a big bone to pick with Scotiabank because mm-hmm. they were closing all the branches and they weren't replacing them with bank machines. The bank machines were few and far between. But obviously, they could see into the future better than I could because that's something you don't really need. When was the last time you were at a bank machine? And casino doesn't count. No. That's the other place you use the bank machine.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. Anytime I ever need cash for anything, yeah. I just do the cash back option at the grocery store.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bank machines are a thing of the past. Mm. Damn, right after I downloaded the operator's manual for that bank machine, now nobody's using them anymore.
Well, some great stuff going on this weekend, downtown Halifax, in particular Spring Garden Road. Foodies, take note. It's the Write Some Good pop-up event in Halifax for the first time. Basically, they are going to be shutting down Spring Garden Road, and it's going to be turned into an all-you-can-eat buffet. The Lord Nelson Hotel will be the host hotel for this adventure, and they're going to have chefs. There's going to be tasting events, all sorts of great stuff. 12 master chefs will be competing on stage on Sunday at the Write Some Good event on Spring Garden Road. A lot of the local restaurants will be competing against one another for this, and they're calling it the Gourmet Street Fair.
Write Some Good people have such great ideas. They had the pop-up gourmet banquets that they did all along the Cabot Trail last year. Do you remember that?
Yes, that's right.
And now they're doing this. Now they're basically, as you said, turning Spring Garden Road into one big all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yep.
Can you imagine the size of the sneeze guard on that thing?
Street food will be offered while supplies last between 9:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. on Sunday. It is absolutely free. You have to buy tickets for food and drink and 12 different food items being offered. WriteSomeGood.ca for all the information, full schedule of events, and musical acts going to be performing as well.
And this is free.
It's free to go, but for the sampling, the food and beverage sampling, you buy tickets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going to be the biggest lineup there. Mm. My advice for you when you get down there, get your tickets first. Don't go up and down and sample and say, I just want to check to see what food they have before I go get the tickets.
Nah.
By the time you do that and get back to get the tickets, the lineup is going to be huge. You're going to miss out. How many times has that happened? So grab your tickets. Mm. Can you get tickets in advance?
WriteSomeGood.ca has all the information. I don't think so. I think you have to buy them day of. Hey, Bedford Days is on right now, goes until Tuesday. All sorts of great events going on in Bedford. Family Fun Day, Tuesday, July the 1st, and all of the local businesses getting together to do that. They're going to have wagon rides on Tuesday, July 1st at DeWolf Park. Teddy Bear Picnic is going from 12:30 until 3 p.m. They're going to have the fireworks right on Canada Day at about 10:30 or so. And lots of other stuff going on in and around Bedford Days. Full list of all the events, www.bedforddays.ca.
Now, Bedford Days, is that the parade that a radio station wanted exclusivity for?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a little behind-the-scenes information for you. Because this is nuts. Radio stations are vying for a spot in your local parade. I do believe that this was a scene in The Godfather. It's one of those, tell you what, we'll print up all your pamphlets, we'll give you all the advertising that you want for this Patriot Days or whatever it is. We'll do all of these things for you, but we're the only radio station in your parade. You got it? Good.
And what's the word? What's the term?
Exclusivity. All right, we'll do whatever you want. We'll run all the, we'll get all your people down there. We'll fill that Ferris wheel of yours up. No problem at all. But we get exclusivity.
Hmm.
That means if you make a pamphlet, we got our ad there, and we don't want no other radio station ads beside us. And when you have a parade, we want to be there. We want our announcer to be there with a microphone talking about how wonderful our station is, and we don't want to have any of those other crap stations in that parade. You got it? Or something like that.
From a public relations perspective, that is a bad move.
Oh, sure it is.
Because if you do not sign on with a specific radio station, then...
Then you've got them all.
Then everyone will talk about your event.
Exactly.
If you are sponsored by a specific radio station, then you are going to be shunned by everybody else.
You're absolutely right. But before, the radio stations really did give an offer that they couldn't refuse because they really would advertise the daylights out of it. They really would send their street teams out to do all of these things. They
Which would be great promotion, all over it.
Recently, radio stations have been dropping the ball. They've been getting this exclusivity and then just kind of not providing as much service as they have in the past because they don't have, they have like two people in a moped now, whereas before they'd have 15 people and three station vehicles, cutbacks. Mm-hmm. So they can't really come up with the goods. And so a lot of these places are no longer going with one radio station.
Well, they're promised the world and get nothing.
Yeah. Whereas before they were promised the world and then they basically got the world.
Yeah. But the other secret, radio stations hate parades. Really. Radio station promotion people, by and large, hate parades.
To all of our listeners out there, to everybody who ever went out to a parade and saw us, we loved it. We personally
enjoyed them. I enjoyed them. Yeah, we would take the dogs. We would have a great time. Well, geez, I mean, I'm looking forward to doing a parade this year, and I don't even work for a radio station anymore.
We're not allowed. We're going to have to go watch the parade.
Well, maybe we can enter as the podcast, the Halifax Daily News. Maybe somebody will invite us to be a part of the parade,
but only if we get exclusivity. we don't want no other podcasts having anything to do with this parade. You know what? One more thing. It got to the point where if there was a concert coming to town and our radio station was promoting this concert, the other radio stations would pretend that the concert wasn't even happening.
Yeah.
And it was just nuts. Because you tune into your favorite radio station and they'd be like, well, tonight on TV, there's... wouldn't even talk about the fact that there was this huge concert going on.
Completely ignoring the fact that Paul McCartney is playing the Halifax Common and there's like 60 to 80,000 people who are going to be showing up for that. Plus, all of the traffic that brings and the disruption that it brings, they would just completely ignore it.
I don't think any radio station had exclusivity for Paul McCartney. No,
I don't think so.
No, see, Paul McCartney's not dumb.
Yeah.
Because when you do that and you give it to one radio station, what about the people that don't listen to that radio station? I mean, you have to get the word out. So that is kind of a thing of the past, but there are a few dinosaurs out there who still want that exclusivity.
And finally, a sure sign that summer is here for good. Starting on Tuesday, July the 1st, municipal beaches and the outdoor pool at the Common will be officially open to the public for the summer months. And, of course, they will be supervised by trained lifeguards every day of the summer from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. No weekend supervision at some beaches, so just double-check on the city's website before you venture out there. And, hey, if swimming is a problem for you, don't worry. The city is actually giving free swimming lessons this year. And, again, all the details at halifax.ca.
And that means it's time to check the email bag. One interesting email that we got. Perry Faulkner.
Oh, okay. From Pet Ride.
Pet Ride, yeah. 76,000 families own pets in the HRM.
Mm-hmm.
2.2 pets per family. 53% are cats, 47% are dogs. There are 78,500 dogs in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where he started crunching numbers, and it is kind of interesting because I never really looked at it this way.
Well, you think about it. He would have crunched these numbers when preparing to open his business.
We spend about $2,000 in year one and $1,500 a year for the next 14 years or so during the life of our pets.
Wow.
Add 2% inflation. It comes to $28,000 or so. The income taxes paid on that is $8,600, and the HST is $4,200. So that's $12,800 in taxes per dog's lifetime. Now, I didn't think of it that way, but really, we do pay tax on dog food, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, so our dogs are taxpayers.
Yeah, when it comes right down to it.
We're not eating that dog food. Well, maybe some drunken weekends, but that's another story. 78,500 times 28,000 equals 2.2 billion in spending. Divide those numbers by 15 years. It's what dogs put into the HRM economy as consumers and taxpayers. Interestingly enough, HRM gets zero on the tax side. Ottawa and Nova Scotia split the billion in taxes, actually. Hmm. But for all of the taxes that our dogs pay through HST and income tax, etc., evidently the numbers for cats are quite similar.
Don't need an off-leash cat park, though.
Yeah, that would be funny. There's a funny bit right there. Our comedy show. If you're writing a comedy show right now, off-leash cat park, you can just send the check to us. He finishes it off by saying, just tired of pet owners being second-class citizens.
Amen.
More expensive rent, discrimination by landlords, inequality as citizens, etc.
Great research there, Perry. Thank you so much.
Just quickly before we go, one more thing that I wanted to talk about. Yesterday, Apple's podcast app was screwing up big time. I thought it was just me, but it just kept closing. I couldn't get any of my podcasts, us or... because I listen to us on a loop all day long, but that's just me. So if you were having problems with that, try it again. I think they have it fixed. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
Until then.